It's hot. There's a global pandemic. What to do? Many New Orleanians are heading to Bayou St. John. Every weekend, it's full of people on paddleboards, in canoes, kayaks, even groups on giant unicorn-shaped floaties, drinking beer. It's a popular place to cool down. But as Tegan Wendland reports, for one water lover, the bayou became life-threatening.
Like many of us, Blake Berducelli is surviving by taking up some new outdoor hobbies. He's been kayaking in Bayou St. John. His favorite spot to put in is down by the railroad tracks on Florida Avenue.
It was just another day on the bayou. I'm here at least three times a week, floating around, watching egrets and ducks.
About 2 weeks ago, as he finished his paddle, he pushed his kayak straight up into the grass and tried to jump out.
I slipped, my hand slipped, my whole body fell back. And then when I rose again from the bayou, my whole arm was covered with blood.
Not a big deal. I've had my share of scrape-ups on slimy bayou concrete. But then something bad happened. Berducelli's hand got swollen and red.
And a long red streak was coming from the cut area down my arm, and it was slowly rising up my arm.
A neighbor, who happens to be a doctor, told him to go to the hospital immediately. At Ochsner, surgeons rushed to put him under and cut open his arm. They removed a tiny pebble and stitched him back up. When he woke up, they told him if he'd waited any longer, the infection could have gone septic. He could have died. He was there for 3 days, and it was all because of a little bacteria, Aeromonas hydrophila.
It's a water-loving, salt-loving organism. We call it halophilic. So that's why it's found in not just fresh water, but also brackish water and occasionally in seawater.
David Mushat is an infectious disease specialist at Tulane. He says the bacteria is a little rare, but not too rare, and it thrives in warm water.
Yeah, I kayak there too, and boy, it's I'm not surprised. You know, I'm sure there's all kinds of critters in that water.
It's related to, but not the same as, the common saltwater bacteria Vibrio, which usually makes the news every summer on Gulf Coasts when someone gets infected with the flesh-eating bacteria or dies from eating infected oysters. It's a whole different bacteria to be afraid of, and it's mostly dangerous if you have an open wound or are immunocompromised.
It's definitely preventable. It's nothing to be panicked about. I'm not aware of any big outbreak.
If you fall in the bayou, like Berducelli, go home, clean the wound with soap and water and hydrogen peroxide, and put on some antibiotic cream.
You know, 9 times out of 10, nothing's going to happen.
Berducelli thought so too. He even checked the water quality on the swimguide.org to make sure it was safe before he went. It shows a little green swimmy guy icon and says meets water quality standards. The site's run by the nonprofit Pontchartrain Conservancy, which tests the bayou water once a week. But Water Quality Program Director Brady Skaggs says they only test for 3 different bacteria, and Aeromonas hydrophila isn't one of them.
It's difficult for us to make any kind of assertions about how much there is or could be, because that's not something that's captured in our water quality monitoring program.
They test for fecal coliform, a bacteria from feces that can make people sick. Testing for Aeromonas is hard and not required by the EPA, so they don't test for that. So maybe the little swimmy guy icon on the website is a little misleading.
Certainly a disclosure about safety and the types of inherent risk that you assume when you go swimming in a natural body of water is certainly warranted.
City code officially bans swimming in Bayou St. John, though it's not really posted anywhere. There's lots of trash and dangerous stuff in the bayou. Lost fishing lures, old bikes, shopping carts, cars, who knows? You could get cut and then infected. Skaggs says swimming at the mouth, down where it dumps into the lake, is safer.
There is nothing that we do that is a zero-risk activity, unfortunately.
Meantime, Berducelli still has his kayak strapped to the top of his car.
As soon as my stitches come out and my hand heals, I'll be back in my kayak. It's really one of the truest joys I've found in recent memory.
He thinks it's a risk worth taking, especially because there's not much else to do. I'm Tegan Wendland.